tragedy hits a Chicago TV crew. U.S. senators may soon be TV stars, and Chicago's Bears fever knows no bounds. These stories and more next on Q101. National Guard troops closed the Hormel meat plant in Austin, Minnesota today to avoid the violence caused there by strikers yesterday. But tragedy struck anyway when a helicopter carrying a TV reporter and producer from ABC's Chicago Bureau crashed in heavy fog. There were no survivors, but police are withholding identification until they notify family members. In Kansas City today, the verdict was guilty for 5 reputed mobsters charged with skimming millions of dollars from Las Vegas casinos. The 5, including Chicagoan Joey Ayupa, face up to 40 years in prison. The next hit TV drama may be stolen right from real life. The U.S. Senate is getting ready to vote on whether to televise its own proceedings. The House already mugs for TV, but the Senate has held back. It's a sting that outdoes Robert Redford and Paul Newman. 25 people in the El Paso, Texas area were invited to the local armory to claim a free gift from a local car dealer. When they showed up, they were all deported. All illegal aliens who discovered too late that their prize was really from the U.S. Immigration Office. Thousands of Chicagoans are invited to attend a Super Bowl party, compliments of Mayor Washington. Washington today renamed Daley Plaza Bears Plaza, at least through Sunday, when a 20 by 30 foot TV screen will show the Super Bowl with all of the elements of a real stadium, from bleachers to hot dogs and popcorn. It doesn't feel much like football season. We're looking for a high in the upper 50s today in the southern suburbs, in the 40s to the north. But it'll turn colder tonight with a low around 30 and a 40% chance of rain or snow. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and much colder, a high in the lower 30s and a 30% chance of snow. Right now, it's 49 at O'Hare and on the lakefront, 50 degrees at Midway. The winds are out of the south at 12 miles an hour, the humidity 63%. At 12 o'clock, I'm Marge Halperin with news on Q101.